96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment. We are just hours away from former FBI Director James Comey's appearance on Capitol Hill. Ahead of that, he drops a bomb with the release of his opening statement. Also, the long-awaited sex assault trial of Bill Cosby now underway. Those are just two of the top stories we are talking about tonight at the Reporters Roundtable. My guests are A. Scott Bolden, attorney and political analyst, Darius Baxter, political analyst, and Yannick Lam. She's a journalism professor and chair of media journalism and film here at Howard University. Lines are open. Give us a call if you want to get in on this conversation at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or at DailyDrumWHUR. Hello, everybody. Is everybody
Good
buckled?
Evening.
Everybody buckled up?
Yep.
Yeah. If you can hear us,
yeah,
you buckled up.
Well, I tell you, because it has most certainly been a ride. Okay, let's, Yannick, I'll let you jump right in. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Everyone was waiting until tomorrow, but James Comey drops a bombshell, releasing this long opening statement with all kinds of nuggets. What's going on here?
Well, it's going to be really interesting tomorrow to see the follow-up questions to what he said today. It's definitely outlined a lot of information, and some of the things he's been saying all along or not saying all along. And I'm curious to see what comes, how they question him, the follow-up questions that they say to him afterwards.
Well, I think one of the things that's really kind of interesting is that he does say in this statement that he tells President Trump that he, at that time, was not the focus of an investigation. But it's also said that those things could change. But the big issue is that the president asks for loyalty. And he asked that this, according to this statement, that the Michael Flynn investigation be pushed back, to let it go. Darius, are we talking about some legal issues here for the president?
I think we all know the answer to that question.
Well, I don't know.
I don't want to find myself under investigation talking about President Trump. But at the end of the day, going back to at this point, 2 years ago, there continues to be ties between U.S. government officials and Russia. President Trump is just the latest one in the line. And at some point, we have to take a stand. And this is just where we are with it. Is what is the government going to do to rein in this connection politically between U.S. officials and Russian officials?
But you know, and I think that's an interesting question, because as Comey sits down and discusses not only his opening statement, Scott, but also discusses some of the other things that are going to come out as a result of these questions. If it is found that the president did ask for him to push back on the Michael Flynn investigation, so what?
Oh, it's a huge piece of the investigation. One, because if he asked him to push back or tone down or walk away from the Flynn investigation, if he asked him to remove the cloud over his investigation so the president could lead, those are facts. Those are witness statements. These contemporaneous notes he took right after these discussions with the president are admissible in court, and they are facts and witness statements to support a possible obstruction of justice charge. You know, under the law, you can try to obstruct justice, or you could obstruct justice and still be guilty of that crime, if you will. Now, the president, politically, can be impeached. He can't be prosecuted. But what we're really going to find out tomorrow is this, because these statements, this statement is believable. It's going to dominate the news tonight and tomorrow. That's why it was released. But it was also released so that the senators, Republicans and Democrats, could get a feel for what they were going to be reviewing tomorrow and get their questions ready. But the big part that we're going to see tomorrow is, well, how much political flavor, if you will, does Donald Trump have with the Senate Republicans. Listen for the tone of their questions, the number of their questions, and how much they drill down on credibility issues. Because I got to tell you, my sense is there's a lot of frustration with the Republicans on the House and Senate side. They're frustrated with the tweets. They're frustrated with the health care bill. They're frustrated with the agenda because he keeps undercutting his people and the Republican agenda. And they're going to hold on to Donald Trump until they can't. And this will be a big part of it, or the start of it. We listen to those questions, the tone, and exactly what the Republicans are asking, not so much the Democrats.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're at the Reporters Roundtable talking about James Comey, set to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee on tomorrow. Other issues coming up on this program. We're going to also talk about the Bill Cosby sex assault case. And we have some other goodies for you as well. Mike, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Mike. What's on your mind?
Yeah, first of all, great topic, and thank you for taking my phone call. What I wanted to ask, this thing with the investigation with Comey, is this just a distraction, to keep people away from other issues like these cuts that the Trump want to do to take the resources from the social safety net to divert it to the corporate welfare? And the second question that I want to ask, Harold, has anybody ever came and approached you to do a Sunday political talk show to keep you with the conversation? Because I have not seen not one black Sunday political talk show. When you look at the ones that they have on the mainstream media right now, they're clones of each other. I don't feel like they speak to me as a black person from the urban area.
Harold, I think you have a new agent.
Mike, I am flattered by that question, and I will pray about it when I go to church on Sunday. Okay.
Hopefully, WHUR will put you in that position.
One job at a time. Yannick, he makes an interesting point.
Distraction or not? I don't think the Comey investigation is a distraction. I think Trump's tweet about his pending appointment he attempted that as a distraction, but he couldn't really undercut the news of the Comey testimony for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I think, the Affordable Care Act, all of that's still important, and that's all still on the table, and that's something we should definitely pay attention to, but all of this isn't going away.
But I'm glad you made that point, because I feel like Trump's entire presidency has been a distraction. When did the campaign end and his presidency begin? All we've seen his entire tenure so far is continuous bold statements. Remember, this is the same guy that stood on a campaign trail and said, I could shoot a guy in the middle of the street and you all would still vote for me. What has he done in his first 100 and so odd days so far that has actually been policy work? We saw what they tried to do with the Affordable Care Act. Nothing.
Well, I mean, I think one of the things that is, particularly curious is that for the first time in many, many, many decades, if at all, America has elected a businessman, not a politician, someone who has no idea about the process, someone who seems to be able to really deal their way into getting legislation passed discovering that doesn't happen.
Dealing hundreds of billions of dollars of weapons to...
Oh, I agree. I mean, I
are those
agree,
the type of deals that we're looking for from a president?
Well, Trump's weapons deal may have been, Obama's weapons deal. It's all a matter of style. It's all a matter of process. But I think the reality is, and Scott, you can talk to me. You can, talk about this. I think it really, really comes down to relationships, not just what's in legislation, but how you're able to cajole, how you're able to convince lawmakers that these things need to be done based on how you feel about them, your agenda.
Well, that's true, but the Republicans have another motivation. They control the House, the Senate, and the White House. These are good times for Republicans. But they're bad times for Republicans, too, because they're at war with one another, and they're demonstrating over and over again that collectively they cannot lead, if you will. The president's popularity is dipped to 34%, the lowest in quite a long time.
Recent modern history.
Absolutely. And so I don't think that we should give the president a pass because he does things in an unorthodox manner, because he's a businessman, because he is a invasive politician. He chose this job. He chose to prepare for it or not prepare for it. And he doesn't get a pass on the legislative process. He hires a team. That team is hard for him to work with because he undercuts their agenda and their messages about him. He attacks Republican congressmen and senators on an ongoing basis. And this is not a business deal. This is the United States of America. This is a political process. He was elected, and other Republicans were elected, not in the majority, to lead and to, whether we agree with their agenda or not, to get something done. And they're proving every day that they can't get it done.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. John, calling from Alexandria. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't care what you guys say, that he's going to get crucified on cross-examination. And I think he's giving them ammunition overnight to be able to do their research. I mean, Comey is on record. I don't believe it's his word against the president, even though he wrote notes. I mean, the president has his notes from that meeting also. So who's, you know, it comes down to who. The law isn't about who you believe. It's about what you can prove. And he's been under oath twice, and he said that he's never, you know, been in a situation where he feels as though someone has told him to stop an investigation or to not move forward with something.
Well, hold
like
on, John. Let's say this, because first and foremost, we don't know whether or not the president has notes or not, because he has.
Well, no, his opinion. He has.
Right.
He has notes. It's called Twitter.
But hold on. If you and it's all over the place, and you can literally read what Comey says about Sessions being in the room, about Reince Priebus being in the room. He was highly detailed. Now, you know, certainly, novelists can be just as highly detailed. But I suspect that his description of his meetings with the president, whether it be, you know, dinner or just meetings or what have you, will be hard to discount.
Remember this term. Lies have no details. As a former prosecutor from New York, we would say that all the time about witnesses when we did direct and cross-examination. Lies have no details. If you read his statement so far, right, contemporaneous notes taken directly after these conversations, they're very detailed. Lawyers take detailed notes, whether they're talking to the opposition, whether they're talking to a judge, or whether they're talking to their colleagues. And it is going to be very hard for Trump and others. They've started already by merely saying that, see, this proves that Trump was not under investigation. But who said Donald Trump was under investigation? That's kind of a gratuitous statement, and the pressure that Donald Trump bore brought to bear in regard to Comey. But no one said Donald Trump was under investigation. His campaign and others are under investigation for possibly colluding with the Russians. So let's not conflate these issues.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Going to take a break in just a bit. We're going to talk next about the Bill Cosby trial, day three, now under wraps. Of course, his chief accuser was a surprise prosecution witness yesterday. Also, we're going to talk about this horrific situation in Montgomery County. Two honor roll students shot to death a day before graduation. One of the most frightening things about that came out today, more than two dozen shots fired in that crime. We want to talk to you about that as well. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR, number 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. More of your comments.